The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 253. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo.
Mr. Brett Murdoch.
What's up, everybody?
And joining us once again, Mr. Riku Sun One, the only one.
What's good, people? What's good?
You know, all right, Adam's off on some wrestling show, I believe.
Wrestling,
man, getting the butters.
Yeah, and Brian's having like tea and crumpets or something British. You know how that goes. We do have, actually, Manny and I have a few things to tell you, but we're not going to do that now. We got to get to the main topic. It's fire right now, people. Or should we wait a little bit? Carlos, I'm going to leave. Oh, he's fucking muted. Because the thing is, we started kind of raw. Actually, no, fuck that. Before that, Riku, what have you been up to lately, man?
I've been playing this Borderlands 3.
Uh-oh.
It's a very good game. I mean, at first I thought, yeah, this is a great game. You know, having fun. You know, I haven't played Borderlands since Borderlands 2, so I didn't play, like I said, you know, off air. I haven't played the pre-sequel, which I heard was not liked that much. And I didn't play the Telltale garbage. I was just like, I'm going to save all of my Borderlands nut. I'm going to save it all for Borderlands 3. You know, as soon as that shit comes out, I'm going to bust it all. You know, so I'm going super deep into Borderlands 3, trying to get the platinum right now, you know, beat it and whatnot. But yeah, like I was saying, you know, it's got some spooky stuff, you know.
Spooky.
Content. It's real spooky when it comes to the, you know, content in there.
Yeah.
But it didn't necessarily affect my enjoyment of the game. Until, like, you know, the credits. But, you know, gameplay-wise, it's fun. It's fun. Like, you know, a lot of people say, if you've played Borderlands 1 and 2, you've played Borderlands 3, basically. Honestly, I think if you haven't played Borderlands before, I think you would enjoy Borderlands 3 far more if you've never played a Borderlands. Because I'm from what I'm hearing from everyone that has played a prior Borderlands, they're just like, it's more Borderlands. No one's like, oh, my God, this is way better than the previous one. They're like, it's more Borderlands. So, that's the thing, you know. Optimization is fucking garbage in this game, and I heard that's across the board. Every fucking version, doesn't matter what you're playing on, it's garbage. Loading times garbage, a whole bunch of glitches in the trophies and in the UI. Hot mess. So that's probably its biggest downfall. Other than Borderlands, I've been playing Shovel Knight on that Vita, baby.
Vita for
I've
life.
Never played Shovel Knight before. This game is phenomenal. It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to get that platinum too. I'm working my way to 199 platinums, by the way. I'm at 195. And I think Borderlands 3 is going to be 196.
Ooh.
Shovel Knight by me, 197. I think God Eater might be 198. And Super Life of a Pixel might be 199. My way up there. I was playing something. Oh, yeah, that fucking Final Fantasy VIII.
Uh-oh.
Messing around with that.
You're going to get the platinum in that one?
I think that one was going to be one of my platinums, and then I was like, we'll see about this.
Riku, I really want to hear your thoughts on Final Fantasy VIII, since you didn't play it
first,
before, did you? Like, this is your first exposure to it, yes?
This is my first time diving deep into it.
So how much do you hate it from somebody who's never played it before?
Mm-hmm. So at first, I was liking it a lot. You know, I liked the military academy type of stuff was going on. I didn't really care for, you know, Squall. I didn't really do much at the beginning. So there's not really much to hate for someone that's really not doing anything I hate, because he's not really doing anything. So I didn't really mind him. Riona, on the other hand, Jesus fucking Christ, she is hell of annoying, super clean. I did not like her instantly. Sophie, she's kind of a bimbo. Didn't really care for her. Don't really like her that much. What's the other dude's name? Zell's okay. Didn't like him at first, but I think I'm growing on to him. He's a dick. So, I mean, you know, he's just a dick. Junction is fucking... At first, I was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I don't see why everyone's complaining. And then I dive deep into it. And I was like, oh, God, this is fucking terrible. Don't even get me started on fucking draw. The fucking draw system. At first, the same thing again. At first, I was like, yeah, draw's fine. I don't know why everyone's complaining. Especially since you got turbo mode. You know, you could just draw. But, you know, at some point, it starts to get tedious. Especially around the beginning of the game where they continuously are swapping your characters. Like, one minute you're using Squall and Selfie and Zell. Next minute you're using Quistis. And Quistis sucks, too, by the way. Next minute you're using Quistis. Fucking, there's too much character swapping at the beginning of the game. And you know how this game heavily relies on Guardian forces. So it's like, you know, it's from, like, story-related bosses. They don't give you experience. So a lot of the stuff that you're rewarded with is AP points that go to your Guardian. So you want to make sure that your Guardians are always, like, equipped to whoever you just beat the boss with so that they could get that AP, which means that when you're swapping characters, if your Guardian force isn't there, you're going to have to swap and put them there every time the game swaps your characters out. So that's got fucking annoying super fucking fast because I was always in the menu, like, taking a Guardian off of this character, putting it onto this character, you know, and then, you know, once you do that, they've kind of, like, de-equip all of the, like, you know, the setup because you can't really have three. You can only choose three out of four, you know, attack. What was it? Attack, draw, item, and magic. You can only choose three of those. So it was like, you know, that you got to reset that every single time. It's too tedious. And I'm the type of guy that likes micromanaging in my JRPGs, but this was just overboard.
Oh, Riku, no, don't forget the fact how you have to like keep giving each character's magic over each other every time you switch, unless you want to get magic for all of them. Like, oh my god, all that shit you mentioned, and then on top of that, I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, all the switching, like I said, at first when I saw, oh yeah, I could just give like 30 thunder to him, I can leave 20 here, but then it gets to a point where it just gets tedious, man. It just seems like it was a whole bunch of stuff that they wanted to do on paper and it sounded cool, but in execution, it's just so. As soon as Borderlands came out, I kind of stopped playing Final Fantasy VIII for a minute. I'm definitely going to come back to it. I'm still going to try and get the platinum, but it's on a hard hold right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It was some part where Squall was like, he got captured, he was getting interrogated or some shit, and they recently just bust him out and they got out of there. No, I know I'm on disc 2 now. I'm on disc 2. So I just fought Edna or whatever her name is. But yeah, Final Fantasy VIII, Borderlands 3, Shovel Knight. I think there's just those three. I'm just shuffling between those three right now.
Now the question is, are you going to retire at 200 Platinums?
You'll see. I said I was going to retire at 100. And then I said I was going to retire at 150. But now we're here at 195.
Riku, man.
Fucking a year, 2 years later. So, guys, I'm working on my 249th platinum, and
Riku, you may have a problem. Guys.
Riku, this is why I always, yeah. I don't know if I've ever said this on air because I've told the guys this all the time. You're the realest fucking gamer I know, son. Actually, you're the realest nerd I know. Manga, anime, like you don't do anything half ass, bro. You go all in with your shit. You know.
That is a pro and a con, because sometimes, you know, I spend too much time on something that really probably doesn't deserve the time I give it, you know?
Yeah, if Big Boss was here, he'd say JoJo's.
Fucking JoJo's, man.
Oh, man. By the way, quick thing, before we went on air, I was talking about how I don't like... I try to be very fair with my reviews. I try to be very even-handed, find the good and the bad. With FF Remake, son, I was like, this shit is 20 years old. I'm going to rip it apart. And I did. You know, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
No, Square Enix is not going to get mad at me for ripping an old game. Like, fuck this. Tony, go in. I went ham on that draw system, son. Fuck the draw system. Fuck that. Fuck the junction. Fuck all that shit.
Guna, man. He's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like Guna either. Really? I didn't like it. I didn't like Luke. Maybe he gets better, But at first, I just saw him as some goofy simp. I didn't like him either, man.
Then fucking Squall, yeah. Squall.
Is that really hard? All you got to do is talk to be more interesting than Squall.
Damn.
Everything was like, you know, like, Squall, we need to save the world. And he goes, whatever.
Yeah, you don't really have to try to be better, like, and more interesting than Squall. But, yeah, I don't really, maybe, later on I'll like Laguna, because I see a lot of Laguna fanboys out there. I'm like, I don't see it. He's acting goofy, and then he gets around a girl that's like, ah, my leg hurts, ah, ah. You're really cute, and I'm like, what's going on here? Like, just, I don't know.
And then you're like, why the fuck am I playing this guy now?
Yeah, I mean, I like the encounter music that changes when you use him and whatnot, but...
I like him better than Squall, but that's not saying much.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how his story connects with Squall's and Squad and whatnot, because they're over here having dreams about him and whatnot. They basically know everything about this guy, and they have never met him and shit. I'm like, okay, we'll see what's going on there.
Yeah, you'll see. Let's get into it. I think we got enough people in the chat now. So yeah, this week's been interesting. A lot of Last of Us news. So we got a new trailer, right? Release date, I believe February 21st is coming out, 2020. And then today, the man, Riku, get ready, man. So today,
Outbreak Day.
Outbreak. So today, they said that the game was not going to have the multiplayer mode, right? Motherfuckers lost their mind. Twitter was free entertainment for me. And I'm saying for myself because I never cared for the multiplayer for the first game. So I'm like, okay, I'm just watching these guys go off. And I got to give a big shout out to our boy BG from, you know, Broken Games HD. Love the guy, mad cool. He is one of the coolest, like, you know, as far as like temperament goes, guys out there. He's very like even keel, right? He went fucking crazy.
He went back to his old version of himself. Do you know the old school version of BG?
That one I know of. I haven't experienced that version of it, but I was on, I just like Twitter. I had one page just on him. Because it was like everything he's dropping is gold right now. This is hilarious, you know?
It was fucking hilarious.
So, you know, we'll give the update on that a little bit because I want to go through the whole drama. What were your thoughts on it initially when you heard that this game, Last of Us 2, was not going to have multiplayer?
At first, I wasn't like some of these people where their heart dropped. This generation is confirmed garbage. I'm about to kill myself type shit.
By the way, BG and Heartache called a truce today, man. That's how real this shit got.
Yo, if you told me that something was going to happen today that was going to cause BG and Heartache to call a truce, I would be like, what the fuck just happened? Did PlayStation and Xbox just combine and say that the PlayStation 5 and Xbox are like they're combining together to make a console? Like, what the fuck happened? I wouldn't know.
Introducing the play box.
And also, I had to do this because I haven't watched the whole video. I also have to give a shout out to Heart 8. Guys, always cracking me up. That video he put up, I only saw the first minute. I was in tears. This is hilarious. Like, he was so mad. His fucking mic was like exploding. So, yeah, shout out to Heart 8 too, man.
Keep going. I don't watch the Heart 8 videos like that anymore. So, but I tuned in for that one, the whole 20 minutes for that. That shit was hilarious, man.
Heart 8, man.
I think they just, they were on the, whatchamacallit? What's the dude's name? The UK guy. Press Start Podcast. They just had a Press Start Podcast like an hour ago. BG was on there. Heart 8 was on there.
Wow. Bringing people together, man.
That's crazy. Anger brings people together.
I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna do it because I don't want to invite any bullshit. Riku, what would it take for me to call a truce with a certain somebody, son?
I have no clue.
I'm talking about, son. The first three motherfuckers on Throwdown. Come on, son.
Crazy. I have no clue.
All right,
I really have no
Riku,
clue.
Riku, you the man. You the man, Riku. You the man.
To be honest, I don't think you would be the one that it would be hard to make a truce with. It'd be that person's
Manny knows what I'm talking about. I'm like, what would it take for the truce to be called between us? But we ain't talking about that.
You know now. But here's the thing. But back to...
Throwdown.
I know, right? But The Last of Us, man. I was definitely disappointed because is anyone here other than me a guy that enjoyed Uncharted started a Naughty Dog multiplayer?
I did.
Or is it just me? Okay, so what? Do you like Uncharted 2, 3, and Last of Us multiplayer, or did you dislike any of the three?
I think if I recall right, I liked 2 better than 3, and The Last of Us was solid. I mean, it was one of those games where it was solid, I didn't find it super impressive, and it didn't really stand out from the crowd for me, but it was super popular with the community, and the game stayed alive, and that's the lifeblood of any online game is the other players, so it stayed popular and relevant for a surprisingly long time.
Yeah, I definitely think as far as from a multiplayer gameplay standpoint, it was definitely solid. They did some unique and interesting things as far as the crafting system in the multiplayer, where you have to go around and collect certain things like a bat, some cloth, some knives here, you have to create your shiv mid-game, and then, now you have an insta-kill melee if you can get it out on someone, then you can make smoke bombs and all. So they had this nice crafting system within the multiplayer combat that I don't really play a lot of multiplayer shooters, but I don't see any of them doing something like that. Cool if they had some sort of trading system in there to, like, oh, I need some, I need this item to make Lucille, can you help me out, or something like that. But maybe they will in the future, because as far as we're hearing. But yeah, I enjoyed all the Naughty Dog's multiplayer games. So hearing that, initially hearing that this one wasn't going to have one, really disappointed that it wasn't going to be there. But when they were saying, their whole they basically took their entire team and they focused it purely on the single player, and they said that Naughty Dog said that this is their most ambitious game yet, and that's definitely
here. How exactly is it their most ambitious game? Like, what by what metrics are they measuring that?
I have no clue.
Just they handle their resources terribly.
Yeah,
it's on 2 disc, wasn't it?
Yeah, I could not compress a zip file too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, usually when it comes to a developer like Naughty Dog, their past works. They're not some like random developer that doesn't really know how optimization.
But I'm gonna challenge you on this. Is Naughty Dog? Because we've seen it. We've seen it, the developers, they raise up, they get powerful, they sit on a title for 5 to 7 years without really releasing anything major in the middle, and then it comes out and it's just kind of a fart in the wind. Like, it's not all that it's built up to be. So, like, is Naughty Dog, like, I'll be honest, the thing that makes me scared about this is I'm like, where the fuck is this game? We should have had this game 2 years ago, and you're still breaking your arm to pat yourself on the back about how this is going to be the greatest gaming fucking experience ever. Like, I'm starting to believe it less and less.
I don't know. I think I'm the opposite, where I'm starting to believe it more and more. The thing is, when you talk about developers that have, done that in the past, where they take a while to release something and then it comes out and it's a fart, usually those type of developers, as far as I remember, I can't name any off the top of my head, but as far as I remember, those type of developers never really had a lot titles under their belt prior. So that when that fart did come out, you could look back at their shit and be like, this fart kind of makes sense, But true, they did make Uncharted 4, and see.
Oh, I
haven't played it, but it wasn't. Yeah, I haven't played it, but I heard it was really good.
No, I'm not saying they are. I'm actually speaking specifically for, like, I just get this really bad gut feeling when a game is advertised for 5 years. Like, it's been fucking forever, dude.
It's been a while. No, I don't think it's been 5 years.
You can definitely say it's the for this entire generation.
God damn it! I've been muted this whole fucking time. My bad, people. You can infer what I said. God damn it! All to hell. I've been talking this whole fucking time. I've been muted like a fucking bitch. Obviously, you guys in the here with me in the panel hear me fine. Oh. These guys didn't. I'm sorry about that, people. I'll put my audio in later in post-production. I hope I didn't say anything important. Anyway, continue.
No, you hadn't gone off on any big rants. Nah. You were mostly letting Riku catch up, and yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody knew he was talking about what he's been playing lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. So oh yeah. But what I said was, Naughty Dog has not been sitting on their ass. They've released Uncharted 4, the mm-hmm. whatchamacallit, the Lost Legacy, and if you want to count it, the remaster of The Last of Us. So they ain't rock star, you know.
I don't count that. But yeah, I guess they've only been showing us stuff for 3 years.
I said if you want to count it, I don't count it either. You know. Oh yeah. So yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, 3 years. 3 years. It just feels like longer. I do. I agree with you on that, Brett. It does feel longer, but only been 3 years.
It's been about as long for Death Stranding too.
Yeah, which we'll talk about that later. You know.
We'll talk about that.
Dude, hey, what the fuck is Rick Carlos? Same boat. Also, Cyberpunk. You're in that same fucking boat.
Uh-oh. That game me.
Cyberpunk. I would definitely worry about Cyberpunk far more than I would about The Last of Us Part 2. Because at least when it comes to The Last of Us Part 2.
Breath of the Wild was 5 years, by the way. Black Metal Gamer just said Breath of the Wild 5 years.
Yeah, and I want to say... Maybe this shows my bias here. I want to say Breath of the Wild was one of those games that, hey, I'm with it. It was highly publicized from the time of its inception. It wasn't necessarily that they were pushing that it was going to be a thing, although they weren't quiet about it either. And maybe Last of Us is kind of the same thing. The second we heard that they started working on The Last of Us, the publicity started. That's kind of where the problem came in.
So, they were literally showing a bunch of gameplay before the thing would before anything had even started.
Yeah, remember they said like, "Yo, this shit ain't coming out anytime soon." They flat out said that. Like,
the screen they were showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they flat out said that. Like, this shit ain't coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, but it looked, and I guess that was probably it. Looked like they made something that was complete but partial. And if I had to draw any difference between that and Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild was very open with their development cycle. You know, like, this is where we're drawing inspiration from. This is what we're trying to do. Last of Us was just like, hey, here's some gameplay of Ellie stabbing a motherfucker in the neck. We'll see y'all in 3 years.
Show the Ellie thing. They only showed the Ellie thing last year. Showed years a while ago was that those first two trailers. The trailer where, that was the teaser. The second one was the one getting the lady getting hung on the thing and her neck getting cut open.
Last year we
got to see real gameplay of it.
That's right. Yeah, the first one, like you said, it was literally just Ellie like playing guitar in a room, in a room full of dead people, and then the people, you know, the woman getting hung and that guy getting his arm fucking like crushed and shit.
Was it really just last year? Man, my perception of time is just all over the goddamn place. Like,
welcome to being an old man, Brett.
Posted the thing from the last year's E3, and he was like, "Is that gameplay? Is that gameplay?"
Yeah. Yeah, Carlos, where you at, man? And so anyway, you know, just to skip forward. So tonight, right before we went on air, Naughty Dog came out to say that the game, Last of Us 2 will not have multiplayer, but a multiplayer portion is being made. So,
They're pulling a Fallout 76.
Maybe, I said maybe with the Fallout 76 thing, but the separate mode, that's not a maybe, that's a definite. They're coming out with it.
They're co-developing a new mode that's going to be its own thing.
Well, that's how they always do it, dude.
Well, that's what Fallout 76 did. No.
Online mode from Naughty Dog is a separate mode.
Yeah, the single player multiplayer completely separate.
Yeah, they're separate.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If they sell the multiplayer as its own package, that's essentially that same business model that pissed a lot of people off.
But it's not though, because it's not like a game that where people thought it was going to be a single player game and it didn't turn out to be that. This is a pure, straight up.
People thought Fallout was going to be a single player.
Yeah, they did. That's part of why they were mad. They were like, "Hey, where's my single player Fallout experience?" They thought they were going to be able to do that in an online space. That's why they were mad. At least half of them, you know. Remember, Brett. They're not like us. People aren't like us. They're not informed. You know.
I did that level of misinformation. Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Does that? But this is like, you know, what is it called, Riku? Factions, right? It's the same shit. It's not going to be like open world online thing. It's just going to be straight up, you know, multiplayer, shooting people in the face mode, you know?
Paraphrasing.
Wait, Brett, ask that again?
Paraphrasing what they were saying.
Hold on, Riku, hold up. Brett, ask that again?
Will it be a separate title or a DLC?
there's the question. There's a question. I have my own theory about this, but anyway, we could go on.
Yeah, I think as far as the multiplayer, would you say, I think it's going to be similar to what they did with, Uncharted Lost Legacy, where it's a standalone thing that you have to pay for. But it was, Lost Legacy come out with like $40, right?
Something like that. Don't quote me on that though. Guys in the chat will tell us.
Either 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys in the chat will tell us, but it was like 30 or 40. But whatever the price was, this is the same developer we're talking about. So I think when it comes to whatever standalone multiplayer that they're talking about, paraphrasing what they said, what Tony was referring to, they basically said, their entire team is working on to make the best single player that they possibly can. They have not forgotten about the multiplayer, and they, they are excited to get to that, and they haven't forgotten about it. I definitely think once The Last of Us Part 2 comes out, everyone's playing, everyone's enjoying it, I definitely think their team is going to be focused on releasing that multiplayer standalone. Most likely, by the time we get our hands on it, we'll be, loading up our PlayStation 5s and shit. I think when it comes out, probably around $30 to $40. And if they're pushing it, $60. But that all depends on how much they put in that standalone multiplayer, because they had the most that they had in their multiplayer was what? They had Team Deathmatch, they had Supply Raid, Interrogation modes. If they're going to make a standalone, they're definitely going to have to give you more than just those three. They're going to have to, plus they're going to probably have to give you some type of co-op mode. You know what Uncharted had? They had the three-player co-op adventure.
Yeah.
They could do something with that in The Last of Us. I don't know if they're going to, bring in some, like, random characters. Because, The Last of Us has a lot of side characters, like those black guys from Part 1 or whatnot. But I'm sure they could come up with something. Venture, they could do a co-op horde. And hell, man, people still like the fucking battle royales. They could do something with that, too.
Don't say it, Riku. know they're going to do it.
Here's the thing, Tony. Yeah, I know. And, like I said, it's still popular. And the ones that are popular are the polished ones, from a gameplay standpoint.
Word, so, PUBG was was fucking polished.
No, it's not popular anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, it is. There's still millions of motherfuckers playing it. You don't hear about it, but there's still millions of dudes playing it, man.
But who's what's getting played more? Apex Legends.
No,
from a gameplay standpoint, is more polished than PUBG.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that, but you can't say that the only ones that make it to the top are the polished ones, because PUBG is crap and it's
No, I'm not saying it's at the top. I'm saying the popular ones currently. Like I personally keep up with the fucking what's the word you guys use? The Zeitgeist. Battle Royale games. The Zeitgeist of Battle Royale games. As of right now, the only ones I'm still hearing shit about is Apex Legends and Fortnite.
It's interesting. I haven't heard anybody talk about Apex Legends anymore. That shit dropped off the map fast,
No.
But I still hear about PUBG all the fucking time. It's interesting. But to be fair, though, I just get a lot of press releases about PUBG, But Fortnite, you can't escape that shit.
Yeah, exactly. But, point is, The Last of Us gameplay, it plays, you can see it playing similar to like a PUBG or an H1Z1 as far as this like person shooter type of shit. So I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to make their version of Battle Royale and then threw some clickers in there, a horde of clickers, tried to do some Days Gone type of shit. They could definitely to be a multiplayer only standalone that could reach $60 and be worth that price to the people that are looking forward to it. So yeah, we'll see what they're working on, because someone tells me if Sony comes back to E3 or whatever fucking press conference they've decided to do in 2020, if it's not E3 or State of Play or PlayStation Experience, whatever the fuck they do, we're probably going to see player game be, shown off there after everyone's already done Platinum Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah, let's see about those Platinums, man. Stingy-ass trophies, man.
Hey, yeah, I mean, but it's, at least now we know it's just going to be single player trophies,
Yeah, that is true.
Gotta do it this time around.
Yeah,
but I'm still looking forward to the game. If they're saying that this is their most ambitious game yet, I believe them. This is not, like, they really haven't given me from their past games to believe or have any suspicions or take them with a grain of salt.
This is my, they're giving their all. Yeah, my conspiracy theory is that they're going to release the quote-unquote complete version for PS5.
I can see that too. I can see them doing a standalone multiplayer version, and then PS5 Last of Us Part 2 Definitive Edition with both of them in there. You know, I can see them doing a whole bunch of different shit stuff with that, with Last of Us. That's their baby.
Yeah. Does anybody? No, go ahead, Rico. What happened?
And as after The Last of Us Part 2 is done, like, the multiplayer is out of the way, I wonder what the hell they're going to do next.
Who knows? But that's speculation right there. So besides Rico, does anybody care about the multiplayer of Last of Us 2?
Really?
No. There's really, like, Last of Us for me is a single-player game for all I know, man.
Exactly. So I mean, Uncharted games in general for me are like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Uncharted has multiplayer. That shit don't count. You know?
Shit. Yeah. Even a game like God of War, I don't even know if that shit has multiplayer.
No,
I wouldn't be surprised. But
didn't Ascension have some
did,
bullshit?
And it was bullshit.
Yeah, there you go. Some bullshit in Ascension. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I actually heard Ascension's multiplayer was the only good thing about Ascension.
No. just like Ascension, it was unnecessary.
You don't really like that many multiplayer games, Tony, so I don't know if I could take your opinion on that.
That's just a fact. You know? I mean, that's you should always take my opinion on multiplayer games with a grain of salt, but I still say it was trash.
I mean, I played the beta. I didn't think it was special.
Basura.
I didn't think it was special, but I mean, from the friends, they said they enjoyed it.
And it's funny to see sort of the Xbox fanboys woke up out of their slumber.
Yo, they grabbed the Jurgens, they grabbed their fucking mouse, and then it was all up on the Twitters. Yeah, Sony fanboys, what's going on here? We over here enjoying our Gears of War 3 multiplayer. You know, it was having a ball today. The Nintendo guys too, man. Belanger was all up in there. He was having a ball with his Nintendo guys. If you want to play a multiplayer game, how about you guys hop over to the Splatoon? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I got to say this. Our boy J-Dub City, Kratos, this is what he tweeted out. Xbox dudes being more mad at Naughty Dog for not offering a multiplayer at launch than they are of Microsoft for providing shitty low-rated games all generation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking of rated games, I think I made a poll asking this question. I wanted to know you guys, because I know you guys don't really give a fuck about Metacritic, but do you think that it not having a multiplayer is going to impact its score in any way, shape, or form?
No. Because the guys reviewing it don't give a fuck about the multiplayer. Let's just be honest. True.
So you think that none of the reviewers in any of the sites that get on Metacritic are going to be like, oh, this one doesn't have a multiplayer like the previous one. They're not going to mention it whatsoever.
Because the guys who reviewed it last time never even talked about the multiplayer. If you think back, like the bigger sites, they never even talked about it. They were just like, oh yeah, multiplayer's there. None of them played it. Yeah, you know?
I mentioned that too. The fact that when The Last of Us Part 1 was coming out, a majority, if not everyone, was surprised at the fact that it did have a multiplayer to begin with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are, like, surprised. You know, they are also surprised that it was, you know, not shitty. But the fact is, they were surprised that, you know, this game had a multiplayer, because Naughty Dog never advertised the fact that this shit had a multiplayer. So now it's, like I was saying, now it's kind of backwards. So now people are surprised that it doesn't have a multiplayer. I just found that shit funny.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to affect the Metacritic at all. I highly doubt that.
So you think it's going to be like 96, 95?
I'm not going to predict the fucking numbers. You know, I don't do that, but it's not going to affect the...
I'm all about that shit.
Yeah. It's not... By the way, 96 is not getting that hot. That's Zelda territory, you know?
Really? You know, Last of Us Part 1 got a 95, right?
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. This one's
But that's just
Okay.
And it was a 95 game.
Rick, I think this one's going to get higher than, to be honest. I'm not going to state why, though.
especially since you said all of the reviewers were focused on the single player. If Naughty Dog is taking, you know, focusing all the time on the single player, like truly this time around, and that's all the reviewers were even focused on the first time, you know, we're gonna see. We'll see about that.
Oh man. All right. Any other thoughts on Last of Us 2? Anything?
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to the game. I'm looking forward to the single player.
I'm not going to play it.
You not going to play Last of Us Part 2?
Interest in it.
You're going to be too busy playing Death Stranding, man.
No, I'm going to be too busy.
He's going to be on his third playthrough.
Playing Control and Death Stranding, because how slow my gaming is right now.
Yeah. You haven't gotten to Control yet?
Man.
No time, man. He's been busy. He's been busy working on something. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
We'll talk about that. You saw what I got right there, man.
Yeah, you got the Tom Du Bois cover on.
We'll talk about that. We will talk about that. You know. you don't have any other thoughts, we'll move on to the next topic, which is also about Sony. All right, so they had the State of Play. When the fuck was it? Tuesday? But I don't know. One of those fucking days. Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'm just going to skip to it, man. Manny and I live streamed it. What a waste of our fucking time, man.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
20 minutes of bullshit. I'm sorry, man. And you know I'm a Sony fanboy. I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, they
like, I was like, really? Was it necessary to have this even in a... I don't know. I mean, granted, that crazy game with the thousands of people running around, that looked interesting, but I mean... Or any of the other things except for Last of Us on there.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm just going to tell you what they showed. They had The Last of Us 2. We talked about that new trailer. They had Call of Duty Modern Warfare. The big controversy with that one is, like, I think they're going to have some DLC that's exclusive to PlayStation for a while. If Adam was here, he would have told us more about that. They announced a limited edition Death Stranding PS4 bundle. Like, the coolest thing is the controller. It has, like... amniotic fluid and a baby in there. It looks like piss, though. Let's just be honest.
The baby in it. It doesn't have the baby in it. All it does is just it's yellow. Like
I thought somebody said the baby was in there.
Baby only appears in there for a couple of seconds as a special effect on the left.
Oh, so the baby is in there. There you go.
It isn't because it disappears immediately.
Ah, but it's still there though. It's an optical illusion, though. It's not like a physical little baby is in there.
Well, it's not anything. The only thing that only showed up as part of the transition. So when the thing comes in, then you see the baby for a couple of seconds, then it's gone.
So if you get the actual controller, you won't see it in there?
It's not on there.
That's false advertising, then.
Moves. It's not... How are you going to make a thing move inside of it?
No, fill it with liquid? I don't know. Sony, man.
All it is piss yellow. That's it.
He literally is just like, it's Sony, baby.
Yeah, it's Sony, baby.
No, man. They're not going to happen.
Yo, man, I want a liquid-cooled controller, man, with that baby piss in it, man. Let's go.
Yo, man, there aren't as many puddles as I was promised.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no.
You know? By the way, Last of Us 2 did not escape the downgrade outrage. Oh, it's been downgraded. It's been downgraded. Here we go.
It's crazy.
It's happening.
Where? How? Who? That's insane how people are saying this.
They're not as much smart.
People are like, hey, Ellie looks different in this game. Yeah, no shit. She's fucking like 16 now. You know? She's older. Of course she's going to look different. What else
you got? She had that little scar on her eyebrow. That it wasn't really that visible.
Yeah, people were complaining about it.
Are they claiming there was no downgrade, or they're mad because there was?
No, they're claiming there was a downgrade.
Is it me? She looks a lot less like Ellen Page now.
Yeah, they probably did that on purpose.
Yeah,
let's just be real.
On purpose.
Pay her.
Ellen Page is like, these motherfuckers are taking me and putting me in this game without
my likenesses.
Taking my likenesses.
All right.
She's like, good job, Sony. Like, she's totally just bashing them.
Yeah. Anyway, so they had Medieval. Who cares?
Wow.
Is there any real nostalgia for that game? Really? Like.
I never played it.
I never played this shit either. You know
about the original release of Medieval or Medieval 2.
Yeah,
it wasn't a great game when it was.
You know
why?
Yeah, I remember when it was, because it was kind of weirdly targeted by my. I think I was the perfect age range that it was kind of targeted as. It was targeted as a, you know, mechanically a game for teenagers, but it was artistically a game for kids. Like, it was a really weird mixture, trying to jump on the kind of like Spyro bandwagon.
I really hate the design of that character.
It was, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the design, like, it was meant to play like, you know, Soul Reaver, or like be like an action-y game. So it definitely wasn't like a kid's game, but it had that stupid kid art style. It wasn't done in a charming way. Like, the remake makes it look more charming than it actually was. It just looked blocky and kiddy and cartoony, and it was not well received. So I just imagine
the was there a nostalgia behind that thing? I don't think
so. I don't know who asked for this. Like, that's the main question. Like, who the fuck asked for this? Like, out of everything they could have revived or remade from the PlayStation 1 era, and there's a lot of fucking things. Like, who the fuck? Yeah, I want to meet the person so I can not make the ass out.
Riku got full of piss and vinegar, this one.
Yeah.
It's the baby piss,
maybe.
I think it was artificially created.
Oh, the crickets.
Sony tried for years to get Sir Dante to pretty much be, to catch as a mascot for the PlayStation system. And
they tried with a lot of mascots though.
By the way, Glorious War says that Medieval is popular in Europe. Maybe they brought him back for that audience.
Get Brian on the show.
Oh,
wasn't even alive then.
I wasn't even alive when that game came out, Riku. Riku.
That wasn't a bad impression.
In fact, I'm older than Brian.
Riku, the game wasn't out yet.
Wait, are you?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were the same age.
Yeah, we are, but I'm older than him.
Hey, that's a valid thing. Manny and I are the same age, but I'm older than him. It's true.
Well, yeah,
but you guys know what Brian's age month is?
I don't know when his birthday is.
I don't remember.
No, it's not even arguing semantics of, like, day and month. Like, Manny and Tony are the same age.
Yeah, but I'm older than him.
Tell me Tony isn't older.
I am older than Manny, but we're still the same age.
No, I know. I'm saying.
You know.
Anyway, point is, if Brian was one of those Europeans asking for this, man, he's going to have to run the fade. That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to put his crumpets on the line. He's going to have to run the fade. Because nobody wanted this fucking garbage. You're wasting so much time.
You know how long his backlog is? He hasn't got... the first time.
I'm gonna get into this shit till like midway through PlayStation 5 gen. Like, come on.
Riku, I'm playing Medieval now.
I'm playing Medieval right now.
But here's the thing. Maybe they somehow can make Medieval a decent game.
Hold on.
I'm gonna let these guys answer this for me.
The crickets.
There you go.
Even the crickets are like, nope, we're not doing this one.
Talking shit about Medieval, I kill you.
I stand. By the way, I love how much time we're spending on this stupid ass game.
we can't understand the mental capacity of where this remake came from.
Brett, what's your question?
Oh, my question is like, who's interested for this game? Wait for it. There you go.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I have one thing to say. I mean, in the industry, you kind of know, like, insiders know what everyone's working on. And it was Square didn't hide it that they're making remakes, right? FF7 remake, whatever. You would think Sony would go, shit, RPGs are hot right now. What do we got? Oh, shit, we're looking at PS1. Hey, there's Legend of Dragoon. Let's do that. No, but you know what people are fiending for? Medieval.
Medieval, son. Let's go.
That's hot in the streets.
Here's another good example. Game loaded and reloaded. Them remaking that game. Do you think
they're looking at licenses that are cheap?
Maybe, you know.
Digging through the discount bin, be like, we can buy this for $20.
It could be like the way Marvel does things sometimes, where it's like, oh shit, the license on this character's run out. We better release a comic or put him in a book. Keep the copyright.
Glorious War wants to know when Ape Escape remake is coming out.
Yeah, freaking Blandrew was on yesterday.
That as more of a remake quality.
I would have
because that was a popular, seriously popular game.
Yeah, it was.
I definitely preferred like in the fashion of Spyro and Crash, a freaking ApeXcape remake. That really should have been the game that got chosen over fucking Medieval. There's far more people that care about ApeXcape.
Yeah. That. Like, anyway, let's move on. There's still more state of play shit. They had this game called Humanity, which was kind of the demo they showed off at the beginning. I don't know what the hell the game's about. You know, seems
it's just interesting. Like, it's like a thousand, like millions and millions of people on the screen doing stuff.
Reminded me of Locoroco.
Yeah. By the way, people, Medieval demo is out right now if you want to play it.
not a fuck was given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one I found interesting because I thought the game was already out on PlayStation. Actually, I thought the franchise had been out on PlayStation. Civilization 6 is coming to PS4 and apparently is the debut of the franchise on PlayStation. Okay.
Yeah, I saw freaking Civilization was on the Vita. There was a version for the Vita.
Okay, so it was on PlayStation. Yeah.
Vita, baby.
Yeah, Vita baby. That's the one I was gonna play to get into the franchise because my friend he's like heavy into Civilization. I want to give the franchise a chance, and I looked at it. I was like, oh, look, they got a game on the Vita. I was trying it there, and then I looked up literally every other game they've made. It's all been the PC exclusive, and I was like, damn. Well, I guess this is the only one I'll ever play unless I hop over to the PC gaming side, which I was kind of doing when I said I was gonna fuck with Total War. So I may have fucked with Civilization when I moved over there, but now it's coming to PlayStation.
Yeah. By the way, going back to Humanity, Glorious War says it's made by the creator of Rez and Tetris Effect. Very interesting.
Okay.
All right. Brett, I want your take on it because you say RTS games on consoles suck.
Order?
I'm sorry. I was introducing my friend to Untitled Goose Game.
Civilization 6 is coming to PlayStation 4. I want to get your take because you've said that consoles don't really do RTS games very well.
I mean, they don't. The controls for them are kind of unintuitive for the thing that you're trying to do. They work better on PC. I could find them to working on console if there are some clever UI things, but when you get down to like the competitive level on a lot of RTS games, it involves a lot of like quick clicking on the minimap and key binding, which you just can't do on console. So I'm hesitant to say that you just can't make a truly successful competitive RTS on console, and you'll never get the StarCraft audience.
Then what's that one game? Damn it! It's a really popular RTS.
What, Command and Conquer?
Command and Conquer.
StarCraft.
StarCraft. Age of Empires.
Total War.
No. No, maybe this isn't an RTS, but correct me if I'm wrong. XCOM.
That's a strategy game. It's more of a strategy game, yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
Glorious War says Civilization is not an RTS. What the hell kind of game is it then?
So, like Populous, right?
You see. It's a strategy game. That shit looks like an RTS to me. Where the fuck are we right now? This game called Arise, A Simple Story. I already forgot what the fuck that was. Rise.
Was that the one by the Katamari Damacy guy?
Maybe, I don't know. I already forgot. No, the Katamari Damacy one is Watam.
Okay, Watam.
Yeah, so they showed that. It's not listed here, but they also showed After Party, which I wrote a preview of over on geek.com's. Basically, it's an adventure game where the two protagonists you play as end up in hell, and the only way to get out of hell is to outdrink Satan. So kind of crazy game. It's made by the same people who made Oxenfree, so you know it has that same kind of humor. LA Noir VR game is coming. Because
it's not really a VR game, it's a VR mode, which I'm weirded out about because I could have sworn that was already in like when they re-released the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
It's on PlayStation VR and you just converted a bunch of the mode.
Yo, shout out to Glorious War with all the bits tonight, bro.
Yo, shout out.
He says it's a four-time strategy game. It's turn-based based on hot hexagonal grid. All right. Civilization fan in the house, man. Where the fuck are we? After the Fall.
Whoa. What happened?
What happened?
This is a stunned. Leave us in suspense, Brett.
Is this a Civ-style game?
It's Civilization. Literally Civilization.
What's the name of the franchise?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Civ-style games were...
This isn't a Civ-style game. It's literally Civilization VI.
No, I'm saying Civ is one of... It's branded. It's made its own... So yeah, Civilization is the only thing that can work on a console.
Oh, okay.
That's not a traditional RTS.
It could work on a Vita. It could work on a console.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. All right. I'll take you guys' word for it, because I'm not an RTS guy. That proves my point, doesn't it? You know, I know.
No, RTS means real time strategy.
Yeah, I know what it means. I'm not an idiot. You know.
No, he's just saying when he said he doesn't. That shows how much I know. He's saying he's trying to tell you how ignorant he is.
That I'm an idiot about. You know, but I know what RTS
he's just
means.
Saying
yeah. I just,
he's showing how much he doesn't care about that franchise.
This is also true.
Don't piss on his Cheerios, man. Come on.
I don't eat that shit anyway. Fuck Cheerios, man.
I'm pretty sure that's literally all I do.
Yeah. No. Brett pisses on stuff I like. Cheerios. Brett, you could piss on Cheerios all day every day. I don't care about those things, man.
Uh-oh.
You know?
No, he's not going to piss on
I'm not a little...
That's not a challenge.
Yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Eggs.
All
right. You piss it. That sounds kind of. That sounds a little suspect. You piss it on my eggs, Brett. Man, I didn't know you were into that shit, man. But I'm not judging.
Whoa.
Come on. Yo, man, throwdown, man. This will be doing throwdown, man. Every week, man. Stay tuned. Every Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. what the fuck are we right now? After the fall, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't remember. Gorn battles. Is that some Star Trek shit?
Does it have a Star Trek logo?
let me click on this thing. Instead of, I'm Gorn just being battle? Ignorant. Yeah, it's like Gorn battles. No, it's not. It's some
or
other
game called Gorn battle.
It's a VR game though. I'm gonna guess that.
No wonder I didn't remember it.
See, After the Fall. I don't know what the hell. It looks like a zombie game. I don't care. And what else? Stardust Odyssey, another VR game.
Really right. Advertised VR.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, VR thing. Well. Sold 3 million plus, so they have to advertise it. Yeah, that's state of play, man. Whack. Listen, I know you know that we streamed it for the fans because they asked us, but I'm sorry, guys, we're not streaming that shit again. That was a waste of our fucking time. You know,
this was a hype one too.
Yeah, people were hype over nothing. You know,
hype for one thing.
Yeah, you know this shit was so bad when people were already talking about, oh, wait till the PS5 announcement, man. Then shit's gonna get real.
Oh no!
Now you sounding like Xbox.
You know. So I was like, come on, guys, chill.
I'm spooky right now.
All right, what the fuck are we? All right, we got to talk about Inside Xbox. That also happened on Tuesday.
God, talk about something worse. Like, Jesus.
Let's go. Oh, God, yeah. Okay, so I'm just looking at this from Kotaku. I'm just going to read whatever the fuck they got. Because I'm be honest, I didn't watch it. Didn't waste my time.
I totally missed it. I was doing other things.
For me, I could have watched it. I just didn't care. Okay.
Their thing was longer. It was longer.
And it did have a more memorable moment, which we'll talk about later. Fuck, man. Also, Gabe's high five.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some more games coming to Xbox Game Pass. We got Jump Force, Bloodstained, Lego Worlds, and on the PC side, we got City, Skylines, Saints Row 4, Bad North, and Dirt Rally 2. The Xbox Game Pass app itself will be updated as well with improvements on the interface, whatever. Felix the Reaper, I don't care about that. Project X Cloud. Okay, by the way, did anybody watch the shit on this show?
Watched a bit of it.
I did not.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
X Cloud, I kind of... Yeah. Kind of sounds familiar.
I'm just reading
PlayStation
this
PlayStation Now thing they're basically pushing out, right?
Yeah. I'm just reading this off of the Kotaku article, so, give them credit where it's due. Project X Cloud, the service that will let people play Xbox console games on phones, tablets, etc. via streaming, will have a public preview beginning in October. Okay, that's interesting.
So basically, they're answer to PlayStation Now.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're in the U.S., the U.K., or Korea, you can apply today, which was on Tuesday. Halo 5 Guardians, Gears of War 5, Sea of Thieves, and Killer Instinct will be the four games available in the preview. You'll need a wireless Xbox controller and an Android phone to try it out. Very interesting. You know, so they had to push that. There's a pirate MMO called Atlas. Isn't that the one by your boy,
that's
Brett?
That's the Ark guys.
Yeah, the Ark guys.
That's literally the pirate skin to Ark.
Yeah, so there you go, Brett.
Tell you what, it looks good.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't get pulled into it. I know it looks good. It's not.
Oh.
Actually.
Hey, Brett, check this out. There's a new DayZ DLC coming out.
Ooh, wow, cool.
Only coming back for that one.
Let me call myself in 2014 and let me know when I cared.
Damn.
When September ends. You know what I mean?
You know? A new Xbox.
No, go ahead, brother. I'm pissed about this. I am fucking angry.
Uh-oh. Get that soapbox. Let's go.
I talked for years about how this thing was going to be a developing genre, and it got right on the fucking precipice, and then fucking Fortnite happened. And I don't know where we went sideways on that, because even the Fortnite itself started out as like a base-building, combat-oriented game that then had this kind of Battle Royale mode. So not only did it somehow make Battle Royale, but it was birthed out of this genre that I knew was coming, I was waiting for, and there's still a trace, little hints of it. There's Conan, there's the direction that Fallout tried to go in, there's kind of a demand for online multiplayer survival games. Put everybody in a sandbox, make it difficult to survive, and watch them fight it out. It's kind of fun. But it somehow distilled into this thing that is Battle Royale, and if I could go back and tell myself, yeah, it's going to be a thing, but not the thing you think, I wouldn't believe myself. Yeah. I would not have believed that DayZ would have made Fortnite.
Oh, man. By the way, Brett, one of the cool things about doing this podcast is that all this shit is on record. You're on record saying this shit was coming. You've been saying it for years, you know? But it didn't manifest in the form you thought it would, though.
Oh God, no. I'm still hoping that there's a. I mean, I know there's a demand for it. I hope that it's a really hard game to make, and I hope the developers figure out that there's still a demand for it and are able to make a game. But even watching like playing Conan on the PS4, the PS4 just can't handle it. It can't do that type of game. The only way that it can do it is in a static environment like Battle Royale. So I'm really hoping next gen gives us some more power and we're able to see some new types of games, because I'm getting tired of the same ones over and over again.
Oh, man. All right, what else? So there's going to be a new Xbox One X and new Xbox One S hardware bundles. They're going to have Forza Horizon 4 and LEGO Speed Champions, respectively. All right, and then it showed a couple trailers, some game called Children of Morta. I don't know what that is. Code Vein. I think Riku's hype for that.
I'm really not.
I just saw some animation. I guess it looks like a Riku game.
It did, but no, I'm not. Fuck that game.
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
Andrew. Son. The Outer Worlds. They just had a thing for that. Hey, there you go. After Party. They got Tropico 6. Tropico is one of those fucking franchises. They just keep pumping them out. People buy them.
It's just never ends.
They're just going to pass. Like, it's not a big thing.
What, the Outer Worlds? Oh, yeah, I mean, I know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, go ahead, you know, talk about it.
Just how are you not fucking excited about this?
Why would I be excited about it? It's a Bethesda game, isn't it?
No.
Then, I thought it was a Bethesda game.
Oh, my God. Dude, Jesus.
So
that physically hurt. Oh, my God.
I thought it was Bethesda.
By the guys that originally created Fallout.
It's by the guys that Bethesda stole Fallout from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's where I thought that. Don't care. I don't care. You know?
All right. I do got to say, though, this is the way to drop a game. Release several awesome trailers that definitely identify the character and nature of your game. And then a release date like less than 6 months later, October 25th, from the time that we first saw the first announcement trailer of this thing to the release date, boom, that fast. That is awesome.
Remember when Fallout 4 did that? That was pretty awesome.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, guys. Come on, developers. Like, you really want to hit, you know, like, hit us hard? Like, don't tell us 5 years in advance. Don't start releasing footage 3 years in advance. Just be like, yeah, we're working on this. I'm not saying pull a Valve, but just let people know, be like, yeah, it's in development, and then let them speculate.
I like the way Resident Evil 4 did it. Resident Evil 2 did it, like maybe 3 years before the game came out. I was like, yo, we got this in development. They didn't say shit. And then at E3, yo, by the way, the game's coming out in 3 months. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no. That's awesome. That's a great way to keep a hype train running. Like, hype trains run out of steam. You start to get some backlash after a while where people are like, well, really thinking about it, like, how good is this going to be? And how good is this going to be? If it's not, if this is going to be so good, why haven't I seen more of it? Like, you know, it's kind of the cyberpunk thing. Like, the longer it sits there, the more you have time to think about it, the less appetizing it seems. The best way I can, the best example I can give, or the best metaphor I can put up is when you're really hungry and you start cooking something that takes forever and it sounds really good, but after smelling it while cooking it for like 5 fucking hours, by the time you finally get to eat it, you're just kind of like, I'm not as excited about this because I've been smelling it all day. Am I the only person that happens with?
No, but I understand. I understand.
Or like you're nibbling little bits of it as you're cooking, and so by the time you finally get to the final meal, you're just like, ah.
Well, that's your problem. You're nibbling it, but I get the metaphor for sure. It's to me, I just liken it. It's like you wanted a burger all day, right? And you know, you take that first bite. This is fucking awesome. Halfway through the burger, it's still good, but not as good as that first bite. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got your meaning. What else? Hold on. There's more shit they had.
He got you.
Ghost Recon, they had a thing for that. The game's coming out next week. Look out for my review. That's coming soon. Hitman 2 has a new expansion. That's pretty cool. New DLC for Ace Combat for you Ace Combat fans, you know.
I used to be a heavy Ace Combat fan.
Yeah, well, I need to talk to you about Ace Combat because I don't get it. Okay. But, maybe later on today, maybe not ever. Who knows?
that's why I like the Warhawk so much.
Yeah, and then we already talked about DayZ. So, yeah, Inside Xbox, again, the only highlight that I saw was they were talking about some fucking game, and the girl that was there, she was like, awesome game, high five. And the guy's like, yeah, how about not? And she just, like, had to give her own self a high five. It was hilarious, man.
Damn.
He just even looked away.
They're not even hyped for their own
shit. They're not even hyped for their own shit. Like, damn, man. Like, that was brutal. Don't leave the girl hanging, bruh. Shit. He was like, listen, I got paid. I don't give a fuck. Oh, God. All right, let's move on, man. Where the fuck are we? Tony. What the fuck? We have not waited for the response. Did you know that? All right, let's stop.
He's too busy trying to survive Brexit. Leave him alone.
Yeah, right. I heard he was trying to.
He's trying to find a way to defend that game.
Oh, they actually filled up the story. So today, you're just gonna get out today. Death Stranding has gone gold, people. That means it's actually coming out. Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, it was actually earlier today.
Yeah, earlier today.
Japan.
By the way, the article I posted, literally, it was just a sentence. The game went gold. That was all it said, and they filled it out later. Not really much to say there. Gone gold means his game's not going to get delayed. It's out in, you know, being manufactured.
November 8th. The release date is solidified.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, they solidified already, but yeah, this really solidifies. Like, even when they solidify a release date, don't take that shit seriously until they actually print the games. Then you're good to go, you know? But obviously, they're still going to keep working on it until the game comes out, you know? Also,
they gotta make those patches because everybody's going to make some patches when you drop those games.
We already talked about the special edition. We forgot to talk about the special edition of the Last of Us that comes with a backpack.
Hope that the backpack's made of like a trash bag like the Fallout.
Oh.
Have some night.
Is the Fallout thing in there in our thing listing here, by the way?
Oh yeah, there's another one of them, folks.
Oh man, what happened, Manny, with Fallout?
Fallout thing in here in the I didn't see the show notes this time around.
They were called the Mask.
Let's talk about it. I don't have it much. Go ahead.
The Nuka-Cola power helmets that have a mold issue.
Okay. No, they were not in the show notes, Manny, but go on and talk about them. I totally forgot about that. Let me add that right now.
It was not the special edition, by the way. This is not the one that came with the trash bag and all that stuff. It's actually another one that GameStop was selling, which is Nuka-Cola themed, you know, red and white. It has a mold or mold issues. So if you wear it, you can get respiratory problems and all kinds of wonderful things.
Now, putting that in perspective. It's got cotton. It's got a cotton liner in it. So if you wear it, it can get humid, and it runs the risk of anything getting humid and in a hot, humid, dark environment after time can grow mold. So it's not that it has mold or has risk of mold exposure. It's just it has cotton in it.
Potential to get.
Yeah, if you like use it because you're gonna breathe out moisture. So it's just a bad environment.
Also means that the helmet doesn't have any sort of breathing holes?
No, it does, but like and this is the thing, like this is the part where I was like, okay, I kind of get that, but isn't that the same for like every Halloween mask?
Halloween masks are strictly made. Masks and things are usually made to like a strict line of things. Like they can't use specific types of material, plastics. So whatever this is something that they shouldn't have been using.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's the cotton. There's a cotton lining in it. That's what I was reading, at least. There's a cotton lining.
So another.
Yeah, that's a poor choice.
There's, you know, another like notch in the six. To add, right?
Another L.
It's like, hey, the bag doesn't work. Add. Or we're disappointed in the direction of the game, so it's just all this.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like the drama of this game doesn't end, you know?
Yeah, at a certain point, it's people looking for stuff.
I do definitely think that the people losing their minds over the dumb bag is kind of a...
Well, it wasn't a broken bag. It was just a shit bag.
It was crappy bag. But I mean, it's the crappy bag that you get in most special editions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, have you never got a special edition before? All right, wow, this is really low quality.
You look at the picture, you're like, wow, that looks cool. And then you get it, and you're like, oh, what is this?
This is only 3.5 inches big.
The mistake that they made with that bag and all the bunch of the stuff with it is that they didn't say, you know, they vary in final product or something like that. For their asses, if they decided to use some cheaper material.
It's a perfect storm. Like, it's become weirdly mematic to hate on Fallout. Like, even at this point, like, it's a really interesting phenomenon. Like, I'm actually kind of fascinated by it.
It's become like a thing. Like, in other words, it's like, you know, people who haven't played it and stuff still making fun of it, you know, you never touched it.
Well, it's that, but it's also this, and I noticed some of it when I was playing, people get kind of, like, even if you adopt the attitude of like, yeah, man, I'm doing my own thing. I'm having a good time. Like, people will sit there and line up and be like, well, here's the reason why this is bad. This and this and this and this and this. You know, Sea of Thieves kind of got the same thing. So, like, there's a weird intersection there where if it were just Fallout and people saying, like, oh, people expected it to be a Fallout game, I'd be like, no, because Sea of Thieves kind of did the same thing. Like, well, Sea of Thieves just did it because it didn't have any content. Like, what? It actually had a lot of content. Like, so maybe it's just, you know, correlation, and it's not. I'm just implying causality, but
I think a lot of it is just people just can't understand that somebody can actually enjoy something that everybody else doesn't like.
Yeah,
there's some people out there that are just like, what I wanted, I loved it.
Yeah,
only possible.
It is.
But I feel like that a lot of people that do like the things that not everybody likes sort of get it. He's like, come on, guys, it's like. Talking about smack about the thing that I like is not going to stop me from liking it, right?
Well, I also
think a dinosaur Wars fan.
The what effect?
I'm a Dynasty Warriors fan. I hear that shit all the time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the same thing. Like,
I mean, but to be fair, 9 was fucking garbage.
Listen, Riku must know something because they keep fucking making Dynasty Warriors.
You know?
I definitely think it's more about the lore than the fucking franchise now. And it's not like all of the Musou games are garbage. Everybody loves those fucking spin-offs like the Hyrule Warriors and the Fire Emblems and the... I actually like the Fist of the North Star one. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It's for him, because he's really destroy waves and waves of enemies, because that's totally Kenshiro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does, you know? All right. So, anything else you guys want to say on that crazy mask?
No, Fallout needs to source better better suppliers. Whoever you're sourcing out to make your merchandise is doing a terrible job, and you should probably fire and beat them publicly.
Yeah.
Right, this is referring back to the fucking Last of Us backpack. We're just hoping that the quality Naughty Dog decides to go with is up to snuff, because you're paying $250 for that shit.
$250
for a backpack.
$250.
By the way, all those motherfuckers sold out within like an hour or two.
All I remember Lorraine was trying to get one. He couldn't get one, man. He was mad.
It's your boy, the manga guy.
Tried to get one. He couldn't get one.
Yo, you know who it is.
You know it's the manga guy. Yeah, the backpack, it sold out at Amazon, it sold out at GameStop, it sold out at Best Buy, it sold out everywhere. $250.
They're saying what else does it come with? What else does it come with?
Oh, yeah, it came up with some other shit.
Music, vinyl.
Vinyl? Fuck?
Vinyl, whatever the fuck.
Vinyl, motherfucker.
Vinyl, vinyl, potato, potato.
No. Vinyl is not a thing, man. Fuck out of here.
It is now, baby.
You heard it on Throwdown, son. Vinyl, let's go.
And Dynasty Warriors, baby.
Just get that vinyl of Dynasty Warriors, man.
Yeah,
it's a vinyl, I guess a figure, right?
So it's called the Ellie edition? Does it come with a little Ellie?
Yeah, it comes with a little Ellie action
statue, figure. Right, that I saw?
Her, like, playing the...
Oh, yeah, so check it out. So, yeah, it comes with a little Ellie statue playing guitar. Comes with a backpack, comes with a vinyl, comes with a bunch of other shit, like a keychain. What the fuck? What? Her girlfriend's wrist thing. By the way, Brett, you fucking called it, bro. This is a revenge story. The trailer showed it, so you were right,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Brett was
you were right, sir.
She's pissed.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, the trailer made no, there was no room for ambiguity with that last trailer. It's like, okay, this bitch is dead, Ellie's getting revenge.
Oh, finally vindicated.
There you go, man.
Fucking year.
Yeah, it took 3 years.
Good.
Oh, man.
Took a year, really, because it did take a year. You said he was pissed.
Yeah.
She said she was
quit
pissed.
Correcting me on time. Yeah. I have the time perception of a...
Yeah, don't steal his thunder, Manny. Come on now.
Yeah, every time the podcast ends, I think it may be gone.
Okay, so yeah, it comes with a PS4 dynamic theme, a set of PSN avatars, digital soundtrack, a digital mini art book. Tony, who's trying to cut me off? Let me finish, man. All right, now I'm done. Actually, ammo capacity upgrade, crafting training manual. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Riku.
Ammo capacity upgrade.
Yay.
Fuck you.
The real question is, do you think this shit is worth a young $250?
Yeah. By the way, it's not $250, it's $230, baby.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Like, the part of this game...
Bro, you cut out. You said part of this game what now?
Businesses are tingling.
Part of this type of game is... ammo management. That's a huge portion of the game, and so
not anymore. Ellie's gonna have a bunch of weapons.
Let's just be honest. Yeah, so they're probably gonna give you like one tier upgrade, and that's it. By the way, Ellie is gonna have a skill tree. They said.
Yeah, they said she's gonna have
bullets
for days.
You know how freaking Kratos had in the 2018? He had like three different skill trees. No, not Kratos. Fucking what's the girl name from Horizon Zero Dawn?
Aloy.
Aloy, yeah, you said she had three different skill trees. It seems like they're trying to do something similar with Ellie.
Yeah, and if this is like normal collector's edition DLC, it's going to be worthless 1 hour into the game. You know, every time they give you like, oh, here's an enhancement, that shit is like worthless like an hour or two into the game. You know,
a little bit of a boost in the beginning of the game, like whoa,
yeah, it's like oh, get this armor. This armor is awesome, and then like 2 seconds later, oh, that armor's better.
Yeah, I bitch, but I love this game.
Nah.
What if it is Dawn in Zombie Land?
Would people really be mad?
If it was like that, what if it was? This is for Brett. What if it was essentially Horizon Zero Dawn zombie stuff?
So a better Days Gone.
Essentially, Days Gone. There's
and Ellie.
But Brett liked the first one.
Yeah, I like the. Like, I don't, like, kind of...
Oh, Brett, you're cutting out, man.
I don't mind the corridor-style cinematic take that Uncharted and Last of Us took. Like, I don't mind those types of games. You know, even my, you know, my all time favorite games, Dark Souls. It's not full open world. I do like that sometimes, but only if it's constructed well. I've mm-hmm. been a big advocate slash critic of, you know, world design. You can't just say, like, okay, here's the next area, there's a quest that'll lead you to the next town, and they're going to give you a new cluster quest. Fuck you, make me want to explore the environment. But I have no problem with, you know, they're good about not being super obviously like, hey, I walked into a room full of half cover, I wonder if there's going to be a battle here. Like, they do at least a pretty good job of sewing it into cinematics and they're making. I don't remember ever playing Uncharted game where I was like, I'm bored of shooting these people.
Yeah.
That's never happened, but I always remember in the last Last of Us game, mm-hmm. literally the little narrative dissonance screw-up was always like, you always walk into a room, there, and then all of a sudden you see all these stupid little things all jingling and shining all over the damn place, because that's all the mo slash objects that you can throw and stuff. So it's like, oh, wait. In later.
Yeah, I'm really hoping. I'm imagining they've cleaned that up by now. At least I pray to God they have.
On the way this game is going to be, I don't think it's going to be open world, but I think it's going to be a little bit like an expanded version of the way that Uncharted 4 is.
Yeah, they already confirmed it's not an open world game. They already confirmed it.
Open world, but I think it's bigger.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said today.
It's like, again, like that open area inside of Uncharted 4, or a lot of the way Lost Legacy is built. So it's like there are these big wide areas to explore, smaller like designed areas that they
lead.
Well, Metal Gear Solid 5 is because it had two big open worlds in it. You know,
this is more like it's an open, big open space sections that are more curated. Legacy and last Uncharted game was where they had those big areas that you could kind of drive in.
Yeah. All right. And then, do we still have time? Yes, we do. All right, Manny and I are going to tell you about some adventures we had. So over the weekend, we went to Seattle for the Contra Rogue Core event, which was streamed on Saturday. First time in Seattle for both of us, but we were there for two different reasons. I was there to cover the game. Manny was there to present the game and do interviews and stuff. So let's hear your side of the story first.
For me, it was this was obviously the first time I've ever really been flown out to the things. I mean, granted, I've been E3 stuff. I have had my E3 where I've had, you know, professional passes, but I still have to get myself and get flights over there. So this is the first time that I've ever been flown. Specific reason to do, you know, promotional reasons on the game. So it was actually really cool. It was fun being on the opposite side of this stuff, because I've sort of, in the STPO and play days, we sort of did stuff like this where we were just like interviewing people, like fun being on the opposite side of that and being the interviewee, taking those things. And it was really fun. Well, on Friday I went in. When I got off the plane, off the plane at 9 o'clock in the morning. Literally went off to do a dry run of the whole show. So we just did the whole show from scratch, and all that stuff. But yeah, fun stuff. Is they actually put me in the same hotel as Tony and
Well, everybody was there. All the journalists and guys covering.
Not everybody.
Oh, really? Who wasn't on there? Because
the media people from Konami were not actually in that hotel. They were actually staying closer to the Amazon/Twitch.
Ah, okay, yeah, you're right. Because you were in the hotel with all the journalist guys.
In the hotel with the journalists. It was, you know, fun because I literally got to see a bunch of people that I knew, and got to talk with some people while we're waiting for the little tram to get in. It's fun. Like, again, it's like we're in there for two different reasons, but it's like, so yeah, it was really cool. And I got to, you know, got to hang out with everybody and just do the little thing. They had a really cool set to present the game on and talked a little bit. My section got a little bit cut because we had technical difficulties on the show. 15 our segment was supposed to be 15 minutes long, and it ended up being 7. As many much as information across in less the time. I thought it was a good show, and I thought, you know, I really liked the people at Twitch. This was a joint venture between Twitch and Twitch Prime and Konami for this game. Funky, like, you know, items that are going to show up on Twitch Prime for people, and you can do all, they have all this weird this connection stuff that you can do within the game and send out, you know, fun little goals and things, and then they're going to have skins and weapons and all kinds of other fun things.
Manny, finish up skins and what?
Yeah, skins and all kinds of other fun stuff in the game, you know, that you can only get through Twitch Prime.
Nice. And then, yeah, I went there for the, you know, as for the journalist side. Never been to Seattle. It's a nice thing. Again, this just proves me, because the first time, because I haven't traveled at all until I started doing this whole gaming thing, right? First city I went to was L.A. I'm like, I hated fucking L.A., right? So I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I'm one of those New Yorkers that doesn't like any other cities. I've been to Boston, loved it. Been to Anaheim, loved it. Been to North Carolina, loved it. Been to Seattle, loved it. It's L.A. I don't like. I don't like L.A. Every other city I've been to has been fantastic. You know, Raleigh, North Carolina was dope. Albany was fucking dope. You know, every place I've been to that I've been, you know, invited to is great. It's just Los Angeles fucking sucks. You know,
the fun thing about Seattle, though, is that we actually know quite a bit of people there.
Oh, yeah. And we got to hang out with some of our friends. You know, a shout out to Ghost Dini. You know, we got to see him. He's been a fan of Throwdown since the beginning. We're friends now, though. So we got to see him, a couple of our other friends. Very clean city, very chilled, very relaxed. And I already know the protocol when I go to the West Coast. Relax, slow down, because everybody else is slow. And you just go with the flow. That was good. And man, when we went to that the after party, open bar, man, you know how your boy had to get down, man. I'm interviewing the fucking director of Contra. I'm drunk. It's hilarious, but look, thankfully I had my fucking notes ready and shit, which I don't do, but that day I was like, I should write my questions out. Good thing I did, because I was like, I was gone, son. Come on, it's an open bar. I had Jack and Coke all night, man. I was done.
Well, Tony was like, yeah, I better write these things down.
So I'm skipping ahead. So, yeah, we took us to the Amazon building and shit. We played a game. And I told this shit. I'm like, yo, because at the last minute, we got to play the multiplayer. I'm like, why the fuck didn't you put this on a spot? Like, this is cool. You know, it's kind of like competitive and stuff. You know, it kind of reminded me of Smash TV. That was cool. And then afterwards, went to this little bar called Shorty's that Robert recommended. It was cool about that. Well, me and Robert and a couple of the other, like, you know, influencer guys, we decided, fuck it, let's walk. You know, so it was like a 20-minute walk, and we took in the sights in the city. I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, I took pictures with people on the street randomly. I'm already drunk at this point. I don't remember anything, you know? You know, but I do remember we went to the bar. Well, we started talking to these Australian chicks. Man, you weren't there at this point, right? I can't say what happened after, but we had some fun with all Australian girls. Yeah, it was good times, man. I would definitely want to go to Seattle again. Very, very good stuff. And obviously, shout out to Konami for taking us out there. It's cool to see Konami trying to get back, you know, with the good graces of people. You know, also met a lot of cool dudes, motherfuckers from Argentina, Brazil, all over the world. You know, and you know how I get down, man. If you're good people, I'm already your friend. You know, so a lot of
notice that there's at least on working on this one, there's just a lot of Latin America that I actually ended up doing interviews with. Maybe because my name is Emilio Lopez, yeah. I don't know, but yeah, I kept that getting asked by a lot of to do interviews.
Oh, I threw those motherfuckers at you at that dinner that we went to. I was like, yo, you got to talk to my friend Emilio, man. He's Puerto Rican, man. And he's like, oh yeah, you know. By the way, that place we went to, the steak place, I forgot. I think it was, I don't know. So the show was literally down the block from the airport. Like, I took a taxi, and next minute we're there. I'm like, okay, shit. I could have just huffed it over here, you know. Yeah, Seattle was good stuff. I know, because I never go to PAX, you know. So, yeah, good stuff. And also, I guess I could give you my little quick review of Contra Rogue Core, man. My official review is coming out tomorrow, but I'll do it now. So, yeah, they gave us a free copy of the game. You know, let me put myself on full screen here. You know, this is the cover by Tom Dubois, who actually did the cover of the original game. You know, that one that was pretty much a fucking ripoff of 80s action movies. Didn't he do that?
No, he didn't do that. It's Contra 3.
Oh, the Alien Wars. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas he did essentially anything after that point, he did all of those covers. So Metal Gear, Snake Revenge, the Contra games, all that stuff.
Okay, so yeah, I did that. Here's the thing, and I said this during the show. I'm going to say now, if you go into this game wanting an old school Contra experience, you're going to fucking hate this shit. This is not old school Contra at all. If you go into it wanting a really fun twin stick shooter, you're going to like it. It's all about how you approach the game. Because when I started playing, I'm like, this is not Contra at all, man. What the hell is this shit? But then as I started playing, I'm like, oh, this is kind of like Dead Nation. It was this game on PS3, for you guys who remember. I think they brought it on PS4 too. Riku, did it? Did they?
Yeah, there's an Apocalypse Edition on
PS4. Yeah. So when I went into it with that mindset, I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun, you know? Crazy over-the-top battles and all that. Really good cutscenes, wink, wink, you know? By the way, that was a fucking trip, because I'm looking at these cutscenes like, that's Manny's art. Like, I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's his art, but just seeing it is, like, weird, because I'm like, I know that shit, you know? Like, because I know your art style, so that was cool. Some of the controls get a little finicky sometimes, but you could upgrade your character, so that kind of helps a little bit. Level designs are, you know, kind of eh. Playing with other people is a lot of fun. I think that's probably the optimal way to play the game, especially against those bosses. Those bosses are fucking bullet sponges, but if you have a team, you could take them out pretty fast. But again, the multiplayer is what surprised me. Like, the one mode I kept playing is this, is like their take on soccer, where basically you got to take this alien ball and put it into a shredder, which is like the other team's goal. We had a lot of fun playing that, you know. So yeah, again, if you go into this wanting you know, the Alien Wars, you ain't getting that, you know? And I still wish it would have been that. I'm just being honest. Like, I like the game, you know, but I wish it would have been, like, old-school 2D fucking Contra, the shit I grew up with. That's what I wanted, you know? But, hey.
I always felt, like, at least getting on the project, I always felt it was kind of a hard sell.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it's not familiar.
It isn't at all. But again, if you just come into it as a twin stick shooter, you're going to have a lot of fun. But don't come into it with Contra. It's just Contra in name. There's Contra things, and there's some music and some sound effects. The story obviously references the Alien Wars and all that. And a couple other little things here and there, but it's not really Contra. So, but I'm just glad Contra is at least back. And at least, I'm just being honest right now, I'm glad Konami's at least bringing this shit back, you know? Hopefully it'll be more of it. And if we get a Contra game, like, on the level of Alien Wars, but with, like, Bloodstained type of graphics, man, forget about it. I'll be over that shit, you know? Throw a four-player co-op, that'd be kind of crazy. I don't know if that could work in Contra. Have they ever had more than two players on the screen at once in any of these games? I don't think they have.
I mean, no. I mean, other than two players, no. I can't think of it.
Yeah. But that would be cool, man. So yeah, go check it out, you know. But again, see, I can't even say if you're a Contra fan, because if you're a Contra fan, you're probably not gonna like this game, you know. But if you just want a fun little twin stick shooter, check it out, you know. Also, since I have your attention here, Arrested thing, I have a couple reviews coming for you guys. Some cool controllers, man. Let me put my ass on full screen here.
Let's see that beautiful beam footage.
All right, so this is the new Fusion. This is from PowerA, the new Fusion controller, officially licensed PlayStation Fight Pad. You see what this shit looks like, son. Hold on, get the lighting on this bitch. This is Sega Saturn controller, son.
Yeah.
You know, so it has the six face buttons, the D-pad, which is a floating D-pad, and also you could change the triggers. I mean, the shoulder buttons to go where you want. This shit is fucking dope. I'm going to have my review for that for you guys pretty soon. And you know me, I'm a fight pad guy, right? Like, arcade sticks, I don't really fuck with those. I'm all about fight pads. And with every fight pad I check out, Manny, you've been here. I have a ton of them, right? When I review a fight pad, I always tell myself, how close does this emulate the Sega Saturn controller? This is the closest you could get to it without it being an actual Sega Saturn controller. It is so fucking good, you know? And also, speaking about that, I'm going to have this review up for you soon. It's kind of interesting. So this is the 8-bit do or 8-bit do. I don't know how fuck you say it.
Jesus, how many times am I going to have to correct you on that one?
Yeah, right? I don't know. So, okay, what's interesting, this I already reviewed, right? This is the M30 variant. The only thing is this is compatible with this, the Sega Genesis Mini, man. You know, ooh, so... Yeah, so that's compatible.
It's Street Fighter 2 proper on there.
Yeah, check it out. All the games that comes with it, you know? By the way, you could play Street Fighter, you know, on your PlayStation 4 with this, baby. By the way, I need to call out, actually, I don't think I can review this yet. Or can I? Anyway, I'll say it. I don't know if you guys could see this on camera, right? The little dongle that comes with it. Yeah, you can see it. You see the bricks in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so these bricks, because remember, 8-bit dough, it's kind of supposed to be like Nintendo. The original color of this was like the bricks from Super Mario. They just colored the bricks black. I'm like, come on, son. Like, it's, you know, like, do something Genesis-y at least, you know? I'm just being an asshole. so, yeah.
Look, kind of lazy, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow I'll have my review Friday, my reviews for Contra and the fusing controller. And then the Sega Genesis one I have next week. So yeah, again, man, you know me, I'm all about fight pads, baby. Shout out to Jeffrey Wilson, man. I gave him a shout out in the review because he did a editorial this week saying that like if you want to be a real man, you got to play with an arcade stick. I'm like, word, okay. Nah, man, fight pads all day, man. You know, and that's going to pretty much do it for our show. Just one last thing. We're going to be back on that Monster Hunter grind tomorrow, people.
Uh-oh, what's this?
So, Chris, Carlos, I hope you're ready, man.
Oh, yeah. I've been still grinding.
Nice, nice.
Picking flowers. Picking hot baths. That's the life.
Hot baths, taking fucking eating the fucking fire things, mining.
Get my cat chef. It's great.
Yeah, you guys need to level up. Yes, we do. I haven't played. I couldn't play last week, obviously. But definitely need to do that. That's Sketch. Sketch, man, you down, son? You down, man? Let's go. You know, he helped us last week. He says he had the last one. Man, fuck you, man. You think you are, man. This motherfucker. Ooh, look at me. I'm on the final boss.
Damn, we're still in the same spot.
Yeah, all right. He's down. He's down, man. He's down. I like the way he talks, man. His accent is shit, you know. So like that deep voice.
Yeah, he's got that deep New Yorkness.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Sketch. We are very well aware that the final boss is not the end game. Ooh, Monster Hunters. Oh man, there is crazy shit beyond it. Monster Hunter for life, man. All right, so Riku, man, thank you for being on. If you want to plug your stuff, man, go ahead and do it now.
At Riku's on one on Twitter, I was dropping all types of polls today. I was whoring the polls out. It was fun. You know, I was glad that I was right on one thing. You know, fucking Naughty Dog basically, you know, low-key announced that they're making a standalone. And I called it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, Riku, you called that exactly, bro. You know?
Yeah, I thought I would have to wait a couple months before I see that shit. I was like, let me go ahead and bookmark this tweet so I can pull it out when I'm fucking right.
Yeah,
and I was right a couple hours later, so that was good.
Yeah, you didn't even have to wait months; you just wait hours. Yeah. You know, that shit is hilarious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
and, yeah.
Yeah, oh, follow Riku, man. One of the best accounts, man. This dude cracks me. You and BG were entertaining me all fucking day.
Yeah, I had the fucking cat gift to you. I was like, gotta whore these tweets out.
Oh man, yeah, I think we're done here, people. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and the YouTubes. Also on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. Oh, by the way, there's a little bit of something happening next week.
What's happening, man? Was the world exploding?
For Comic-Con, I'm going to have...
Oh, shit, I forgot about Comic-Con. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's coming. So I got my little... I got the digital edition of Solid Zero Substance, which is essentially a audio tape version of it. Let me actually give you a real example. Actually, no, I don't have anything.
Yeah, we'll talk about that shit on Sunday.
You know? We'll talk about that.
Totally. So I have my art books and all that stuff. And, yeah. So if you're in New York and going to the Comic-Con... You can find me in the artist alley.
Oh, shut up, Barry. You know you're going to be there. He's like, oh, I'm not going. He goes every year. I'm not going this year. I'm not going. He's always fucking there. You know? Anyway.
I am not going.
Yeah, and then, Barry and then, Burton, man. Barry Burton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burton always goes like this. I'm not going to go this year. Then we see him.
Every fucking year.
And pick up some stuff.
Every fucking year, man. Anyway, Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Jesus.
Brett Murdoch, he stole your fucking outro, man.
It's been real, party people.
There you go.
Yay!
And Riku Sun won, the only one.
And peace out, little people.
Yeah. Riku, you can say, man. It's cool. You can say it. Look at the avatar. Hey, man, we'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Deuces. Peace.